We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I appreciate you having me on, and I will always talk about the Lee Rant anytime I'm asked. So I'm here for it. So thank you for having me on, and rest in peace, Les.
That was Paul Konerko, former White Sox first baseman. This is Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Rami Makhlouf here in for Spiegs this afternoon. Lawrence in Las Vegas at the NBA Summer League. And yeah, Lee Elia passed away today at the age of 87 years old. 50 years in Major League Baseball at some level, in some form or fashion, starting with, and I didn't know this, Lawrence, I don't know about you, his debut as a shortstop for the White Sox in April 1966 was where he first broke into the Major League. You did know that?
Yes, I did. And then the thing is that part of the reason that we play the Konerko talking about Les is because Les, that's proprietary audio that he got. Oh. Les was the only person that had the audio of Lee Elia. He's literally the only reporter, the only electronic reporter who saved that classic rant. So whenever you talk about Lee Elia, you kind of have to mention Les Grobstein, because Les is the one that brought all of that sound to us, that great rant that, you know, half of them don't even work, all of that great stuff. That's because of our guy Grobber.
I can't imagine there's anybody out there who hasn't heard the legendary rant, especially listeners of The Score and Les Grobstein. But, yeah, manage the Cubs, manage the Phillies. But I think most people, if you know the name Lee Elia, it's because of this.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter just to stuff it up than 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My ass. What am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people that show up? The don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and live it. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. A playground for the rip them like the players. Got guys busting their ass and other people too. And that's because my ass. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the job done. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. The changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15% that come out to day baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. It'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some pros out there that want to play this game. But you're stuck in a stigma of the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that sheep. All these editorials about say and the Philly-itis and all that shit, it's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening situation we're in right now. 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. You got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my head. But don't rip them guys, because they're giving everything they can give. But once we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a. They give a.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
So amazing. So amazing. RIP to Lee Elia. RIP to our guy, Les Grobstein. That's amazing. It's a piece of Chicago sports history. Totally.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.